Land scam deepens. Forest debt alleges. Bivalkar family deceived state government. State misled. Complaint filed against Bivalkars. Bivalkars accused of duping government. Police complaint filed. The Ulwi land grab unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. In an exclusive probe, Sprouts News and its special investigation team, SIT, first uncovered a massive 50,000 crore land scam in Navi Mumbai. The Forest Department has filed a complaint against the Bivalkar family, accusing them of fraudulently claiming government forest land. This alleged deception caused enormous losses to the state, sparking demands for a comprehensive high-level investigation into the scandal. Maharashtra land scam. Forest debt files, FIR against Bivalkar family, in RS 1400, Crore CDCO land grab. A major land scam involving the alleged illegal transfer of valuable government land is unravelling in Navi Mumbai. The State Forest Department has filed a formal complaint seeking an FIR against the Bivalkar family and associated developers. This action follows a departmental investigation confirming massive fraudulent claims. The probe revealed the family misled the government by claiming ownership of forest land. This deception allegedly caused hundreds of crores in financial losses to the state exchequer. The Yurana Range Forest Officer has submitted the complaint to the Panvel Police Senior Inspector. The mechanism of the alleged land scam. The fraud centers on a 1993 application under the 12.5% scheme for land compensation. Yashwant Bivalkar falsely claimed the acquired land was under his personal cultivation. However, official records show the land belonged to the government. It was acquired under the Saranjam Inam Abolition Act of 1952. The Maharashtra Private Forests Acquisition Act of 1975 also confirmed its state ownership. The Forest Department's complaint highlights this deliberate misinformation. This misrepresentation formed the basis for subsequent illegal land allocations. Institutional complicity and high-level political fallout. The Urban Development Department deemed the Bivalkar family eligible for the scheme. Consequently, CIDCO earmarked 12 prime land parcels for them. These plots, located in Ulwe near the proposed airport, total 61,750 square meters. Their current market value is a staggering 1,410 crore. The case suggests collusion between the family, developers, and government officials. The involvement of CIDCO and the then Urban Development Ministry is under scrutiny. This scandal has reached the highest judicial levels. The Supreme Court is separately probing a wider ₹50,000 crore Maharashtra forest land scam. A PIL alleges illegal allotment of 4,078 acres in Raigad district to private entities. Supreme Court intervention and escalating investigations. The Apex Court has taken serious note of these grave allegations. It has directed immediate judicial scrutiny of the entire land allocation process. Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde faces a contempt notice for violating a court stay. The court had explicitly ordered a halt on all such land allocations. The Lokayukta has also sought detailed reports from multiple departments. These include the Urban Development, CDKO, Revenue and Forest Departments. Acting on the Supreme Court's directive, the Chief Secretary ordered an inquiry. The Principal Secretary of the Forest Department was tasked with the investigation. This high-level attention underscores the scam's magnitude and political sensitivity. Demands for a wider probe and accountability opposition leaders are intensifying pressure for a comprehensive investigation. They have directly blamed the then Chief Minister, now Urban Development Minister Eknath Shinde. Former CIDCO Chief Sanjay Shirsat has also been named in connection with the scandal. Shiv Sena, UBT, leader Sanjay Raut has demanded an Enforcement Directorate, ED probe. He has labelled this as the biggest land fraud in Maharashtra's history. The case now involves multiple state and central agencies. The Forest Department's complaint invokes the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. It seeks charges against all parties involved in the tripartite land agreements. This legal action marks a critical step towards potential prosecutions. The intricate web of allegations points to a deeply entrenched system, the coming weeks are likely to see significant political and legal developments. This case tests the accountability of powerful figures and institutions in the state. Sprouts News will continue to monitor this investigation closely. We are committed to providing updates on this significant matter of public interest and governance.